ChatGPT launched in late November 2022, and by January 2023, it had reached over 100 million users. From that launch date, competing generative AI platforms have exploded and been on the minds of students and teachers alike ever since. What are their concerns? What are the benefits? Is this the end of human intelligence and creativity? How do we foster critical thinking and innovation in the era of reliance on artificial intelligence? Welcome to Connecting Classrooms, a podcast for educators and their students that brings experts at Shawnee State University directly to your classroom. I'm your host, Kimberly Inman, Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at SSU. In this series, you will hear from my colleagues who love to share their passion for teaching and research. We seek to support teachers with supplemental resources for their lessons and to inspire their students to want to learn more. In this episode, Student Journalism, Developing Skills for a Lifetime, I'm excited to welcome Dr. Christy Zimter and current SSU history major, Hannah Klein. Dr. Zimter is Assistant Professor of Communication and the Faculty Advisor for SSU's student news site, The Chronicle. Hannah is also pursuing a journalism minor, currently taking the Advanced News Writing and Reporting class, and has published about a dozen stories for The Chronicle. As folks rely more on generative AI, Dr. Zimter and Hannah have been exploring how journalism builds the creative, evaluative, and analytical skills that distinguish our graduates in an increasingly artificial and virtual world. Now, let's connect with Dr. Zimter and Hannah.
Journalism, especially local journalism, has long been a means not only of keeping members of the community informed about what's going on around them, but also a way of creating and sustaining a sense of community. Before social media, obituaries and wedding and birth announcements in the local newspaper kept us connected to our neighbors and the major events of their lives. The sports section helped us follow the struggles and successes of our high school teams. And the front page took us into the workings of our local governments and the events and trends that affected our daily lives. A strong argument has been made that local journalism is even more important in the social media age to build community cohesion in a time of increasing polarization and to provide verifiable information through responsible reporting. But the benefits of journalism don't extend only to the audience. Journalists themselves build highly sought, transferable skills in the reporting and writing processes. So student journalism, the kind Shawnee State students practice at our news site, The Chronicle, is a great way for young people to gain communication, critical thinking, and problem-solving skills that they can apply in virtually any career they choose to pursue. As the faculty advisor for The Chronicle, I get to work with great students from a range of majors every semester as they build those skills. Hannah Klein is one of our current Chronicle staff writers, and she's had about a dozen stories published during her time in our two news writing classes here at SSU. I'm happy to have her here today to provide her perspective on that experience as a student. Hannah, do you mind telling us a little bit about yourself, maybe your major, your hometown, and anything else you'd like to share?
Sure. I am a history major, and I am minoring in both journalism and British literature. I am from Lucasville, technically, but it's pretty much Memphord.
I'm also from Memphord, so that's a nice coincidence. So, Hannah, can you tell us a little bit about what motivated you to pursue the journalism minor here at Shawnee State?
Whenever I first came to Shawnee, I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I was in the general ed program for my first 2 years, and I was advised to think about what I really wanted to do and what I enjoyed. And I realized I started taking a lot of history classes, and I realized that history was what I was passionate about. So when I was talking about possible careers, I brought up librarian, and my advisor asked me what I thought about minors that would help with my career path, that would fill it out a lot better. And she mentioned journalism. And I said, hey, that sounds nice. And as I got to start writing in your class, I realized that journalism is pretty much what I do in my everyday life, because I am so nitpicky about the questions I ask. And I'm so specific about what I want to ask, I have to write it down. So I love that process of having the questions I want to ask already written down and ready to go out and ask the people and get the answers I'm looking for.
Awesome. That's great, Hannah. What do you think you've enjoyed the most about the news writing and reporting classes that you've been taking?
Definitely being able to explore a lot of local events. A lot of stuff I probably wouldn't have attended. I'm not in Portsmouth that much at the moment, only on usually Tuesdays and Thursdays because that's majority of my class load. And being able to go out and write these stories and having a reason to be out here and go to the farmers market and beer fest and all those places has been really wonderful to get to know a little bit about the community that I wasn't really aware of until I took your class.
What kinds of challenges have you experienced in the reporting process for your stories?
I would say the major one would be having to get over my fear of just going up and asking people for interviews or even emailing them. Whenever COVID hit, I isolated myself a lot and got really scared about just talking to people. So going out into the world again has been a great reward and challenge at the same time.
Yeah, I think that is definitely one of the skills that we build as journalists is just those social skills, the capacity to get over our shyness and have conversations with people. So again, building those communication skills, those oral communication skills, as well as written communication skills. So I want to focus on one particular story that you wrote actually last semester in the initial news writing class. And that story really focused on faculty and student perspectives on the use of generative AI platforms like ChatGPT. How did you come up with the idea for that particular story?
ChatGPT. I was thinking about planning my stories ahead of time about what I wanted to research and be able to publish. And I thought, well, what's a great way to brainstorm things? And ChatGPT came to mind. So I put in ChatGPT, what are some good story ideas? And the very first one that popped up was a story on AI. And I'm like, you know what, AI? You're right. A story on AI would be great. So that's what set it in motion.
Oh, and it did turn out to be a great story. And the reporting process for that story was pretty interesting for you. So in addition to actually interviewing faculty and students about their opinions about the use of generative AI like ChatGPT, you actually put together a survey and distributed a survey to get a broader sense of people's opinions on Shawnee State University's campus about the use of generative AI in academic contexts. Can we just kind of walk through the reporting process for that story? So can we start by talking about how you developed that survey and how you distributed it, how you got it out to folks to get their responses?
Yeah. So one of my major questions I wanted to ask, so top question I had to ask was, what class are you in? Because I felt that maybe that was going to be a big distribution about maybe the older students thought that you shouldn't use it because they maybe weren't as used to it as younger students. And I found out that wasn't quite the case. In fact, I found out that there was an equivalent of 13 freshmen and 13 seniors that all varied within their opinions about AI. When it came to distributing the survey, I relied mostly on the SSU app, but then I also happened to be with Chandler, who was another writer and was a distributor of Bear Buzz, which went out every Monday to students and staff. So his link to my survey also helped with responses a lot. And that was my two main sources of income for my survey.
Okay. So how did you identify the specific people that you wanted to interview and get a more in-depth response from?
My last question on my survey was just asking if anybody wanted to be interviewed. I didn't really care if they had a negative, positive. The survey was anonymous unless you added your email. So I wouldn't know who you are, what you answered, unless your email popped up at the bottom of the questionnaire. And I ended up having 9 responses. So I ended up having 9 people that I interviewed that were just students, because I also went on to interview 2 professors as well.
Okay. So then once you had all that information, you had the data from the survey, you had the responses from the people that you interviewed, how did you then organize all of that information together to create your final story?
I try my best to rely on the inverted pyramid where I put the major information up at the top and some of like the smaller details that maybe if you weren't reading all the way to the bottom, it wouldn't really matter. But if you do read it, I hope you read to the end. So I started with how many participants I had, and then I broke down into the different thoughts about what students had, and I try to get a little bit of the positive, a little bit of negative, and also what the professors thought majorly on their students' usage of AI and their own opinions about it.
So what, in addition to the AI story, I presume it was one of my favorites, so I'm going to presume it was one of your favorites too.
Thank you.
What other stories have been your favorite stories to work on?
I've loved all of the history ones that I have done. A lot of the stuff I heard about through Dr. Andrew Feit and would follow up on that for a story. But I also, like I said before, getting to go to the community-based stories that I did, the events like the Farmers Market and Beer Fest, and I even went to the Flatwoods event in Kentucky. A lot of that was just fun to just interact with small businesses and vendors and get to see what their perspective was from how they set up and what they were selling and what they expected and everything like that.
You just mentioned enjoying covering events related to history, local programs around local history and things like that. And as a history major, that's certainly understandable. But have you learned anything through reporting those stories that you wouldn't otherwise have known about some of these events or some of these historical time periods through that process of interviewing people and conducting the reporting for your stories?
Sure. So as I said before, a lot of the information I got through Dr. Andrew Feit, but then there was also certain spots around Portsmouth related to the Underground Railroad that seeing those places in person on, I have a story about the Underground Railroad and just the tour that Dr. Feit took some people through, and he will also be doing it on February 24th. So being able to actually look at those buildings and see where conductors would help runaway slaves or freedom seekers, as they are now known as, it was really impactful to be able to see that and report on that and know that their stories are getting memorialized and known today, even though the historical record was severely lacking back in the day.
So kind of on the flip side, how much do you feel like being a history major kind of helped you in the research processes for these stories, especially the ones that had a connection to local history?
So the Scioto Historical is a big website slash app that I relied on when researching a lot of this. So a lot of my pictures, I would, with permission from Dr. Feit, use in my stories and be able to pull some information if I was looking for like a little bit more that maybe wasn't said for my story. I would pull some bits from that, and it's really reliable and based for Scioto County. So it was very important for me to be able to use that.
Yeah, so a good source of background information for your stories.
Yes.
What specific skills or knowledge do you think you've gained from the news writing and reporting classes?
Like I said before, definitely being able to be comfortable with talking to people and asking people for interviews and stuff like that, which if you're not a reporter, obviously you're not going to be asking people for interviews usually, but it's still a good skill to have just in general, especially if you're a very shy person like I am. And being able to just get out there and do that has been nice. But also just learning a whole new writing style has been very interesting. I never thought twice about every single news source having AP style as what they write about. And now whenever I see it, I'm like, oh, that all that stuff does line up with every single other news source. They follow the exact same format. Or sometimes they don't, and then I make fun of them.
Yeah. So how have you used some of those skills in other contexts? Or I know you're looking forward to potentially being a librarian. How do you imagine you might use some of the skills that you've built through your student journalism in your profession as a librarian?
Definitely being able to help patrons with either, whether that be writing style or research. I feel like I've definitely gained a lot of knowledge on being able to back up information and sources and everything. So if I talk to somebody and they say, well, this is going to happen this place, well, I can go figure out, is it really that place and is it that time? So I feel like that's very important, to be able to verify, which is one of the top things that we learn that we need to do.
So, yeah, I will absolutely verify that as the advisor of the Chronicle, being able to verify information, confirm that the information that you have is accurate, is a fundamental skill that you really need to build to be a good journalist. But I think also it's a skill that will benefit you in a lot of different situations as well. So just to wrap up now, Hannah, can you tell me what kind of advice you might give to a student who might be debating whether or not to participate or to get involved with the Chronicle or with the student news organization in their own high school?
I would say definitely just go for it. Just do it. You will enjoy it a lot. You will build your social skills. You will be able to be more confident. And also just get your writing out there in the world, which is something I never even thought about even doing whenever I first came to Shawnee. And now I've got several stories that anybody in the world can read, but especially the community has seen and has seen my name attached to the stories. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. So that I think is another just kind of nice benefit for students to actually have published stories out in the world that people can read. Thank you so much, Hannah. As our conversation indicates, the Chronicle and other student news organizations are great sites for hands-on learning. But even in high schools without a formal outlet for student journalism, activities and exercises that draw on the basic practices of journalism can be built into classes ranging from English to history to even natural sciences like biology. We've placed links on the Connecting Classrooms website to resources from Journalism Plus Design and Science News Learning that can help teachers who are interested in exploring student journalism in their own classes.
You've been listening to Connecting Classrooms, brought to you by the College of Arts and Sciences at Shawnee State University. For show notes and extended classroom activities related to this episode, please visit www.shawnee.edu/connecting. For this episode, audio engineering was provided by T.R. Beery.